This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The United States top diplomat was in Denver Friday talking about ways to combat the fentanyl crisis. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in town for the City's Summit of Americas. He talked about a new effort that teams the State Department with Denver public health officials to increase training around fentanyl prevention and treatment.
This is a powerful illustration of how solutions that we're finding and answers that we're finding at the local level can have a powerful impact on the most pressing, most urgent national problems and international problems we face.
Denver saw more than 450 overdose deaths last year. Fentanyl accounted for more than half of them. The Air Force Academy football team was at the White House Friday, where they met with the president to receive the Commander-in-Chief trophy. That's awarded to the team that has the best record on the gridiron among the military service academies. President Biden had some fun with the team.
You beat Navy, you beat Army, you beat Colorado for good measure. Just don't know whose state it really was. And after looking at the scoreboard, they must have been thinking you took your service motto, aim high, always above, pretty seriously.
The Falcons won the Armed Forces Bowl in December. And the Colorado Avalanche beat the Seattle Kraken last night in Game 6 of their Stanley Cup playoff series. That forces a do-or-die Game 7 Sunday in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.